Welcome to the scene. I'm your host, Andrea Kruska, and today I am joined by the angry ironsmith, Jimmy Riley. Jimmy, give me a little information on what you do.
I am a metal artist, and I find joy in taking hard, cold pieces of steel or material and transforming it into something beautiful and organic.
Awesome. And how did you get into that?
I've always been an artist, even as a kid. I didn't have access to metal tools or anything like that, so it was paint and pastels and drawing and stuff. And then the older I got, the more I wanted to hit stuff, so I found a creative outlet for that kind of aggression.
That sounds like a great plan. Did you go to school for it, formal training, or did you just kind of learn it as you went?
I just kind of learned it as I went. I'm not lucky enough to have gone through the craft center associated with TTU. And it's something that I've always wanted to do. And so I just finally decided that I needed to stop waiting on the right tools to fall into my lap and just started moving. And 10 years later, here I am.
So as you're working on something, where are you kind of getting ideas for what you want to do? Or is it just organic, let it flow?
I find inspiration all the time in everyday life, in other artists, you know, in a scrap pile of steel. It really just depends. My creative process can vary just as widely too. You know, sometimes depending on what I'm doing, I'll draw it out and lay out the plans, take precise measurements, and then other times I find joy in just letting my hands work and turning my brain off for a moment.
I think that's something as artists we all do really appreciate, because it is, for so many of us, like a zen thing. We're like, because I do photography, and when I'm sitting and editing 100 photos, like, it's just, I get in that zone, and it's like my brain free time almost, where I can just like kind of let it all go.
It's nice. I believe that artists are the lucky few who have that kind of opportunity to turn our brain off in a constructive way. No longer are we doom scrolling through Facebook and other things. We're, you know, putting that time to use still. And at the end of it, we come out with a beautiful product.
That's so true. And I really haven't thought about it that way. But I like that, because especially these last couple of years, it's been so easy to get bogged down in everything that's happening. And having that outlet, and everyone has some kind of outlet. Some people it's art, some people it's cooking, some people it's running. But having something that becomes productive feels like a little easier almost.
You get the best of both worlds. You get that time off where your brain isn't constantly thinking, but your time is still put to good use.
Exactly. What are you working on right now? Anything, any big project or anything?
I have so many irons in the fire. Yeah. I am opening a shop in Sparta soon. Later this year, The Angry Ironsmith. It'll be a makerspace as well as my personal blacksmith shop. So a makerspace is a community workspace where artists and people who think they might want to try different forms of art can come in and rent tools and booth space, and they're given you know, expert advice and tutelage, and at the end of it, you know, they end up creating something that's their own. And we'll have tools for metal and wood, and then we'll be adding later on clay and glass and some fibers as well. So if you're interested, just come on down to Sparta and you'll see the sign and you'll hear the noise.
That's incredible, because there's really not, I mean, there's places for lots of different forms of art around here to get started, but there's nothing that's really accessible. Like, there's the craft center, but it's so expensive.
Yeah, and after those students graduate, they can no longer use that premises without paying a very large amount of money, usually for just a weekend class. So my whole thing is making art accessible to people who don't have a very heavy wallet.
I love that. And it's just another community space too.
Absolutely.
Which the art community here is thriving. So having all these extra spaces, I think it's really cool what you're doing.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Very excited to come see it at some point. We'll be right back on the scene with more with the Angry Ironsmith, Jimmy Riley.
That rare 45 from the 1960s?
The one you wore out on your record player.
Search for the rare at Harper's.
That classic story of intrigue and mystery.
The book you can't put down.
Get a scare.
Or romance in the air.
At Harper's.
The hub for anything and everything creative.
Harper's rare books and collectibles.
If it's rare.
If it's groovy.
If it's one of a kind.
You just might find it at Harper's.
Just down from the depot in Cookeville's historic West Side.
The kind of place that's much less store and much more about the search.
Stroll, look, set a spell.
Hang out, soak in the unique and the rare.
But be warned.
You just may be late getting back to work.
It's new every time you walk through the doors.
Harper's rare books and collectibles. 41 West Broad Street, Cookeville.
A one-of-a-kind book, collectible records, and unique treasures.
The community's hub for all things creative.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Cookeville's historic West Side.
Welcome back to the scene. I'm here talking to Jimmy Riley. Jimmy, tell me a little bit about some of your projects you're working on right now. Besides the makerspace.
I have a few projects in line right now. The biggest of them is a spiral staircase for a historic cabin built in the 1890s in the heart of Sparta.
Ooh.
This couple is refurbishing and rebuilding part of that old homestead, and they want a matching, aesthetically matching spiral staircase, and they have a grove of black walnut trees, mature walnut trees on this property. So all of the railings will be in the shape of tree branches and leaves and such. So that's the biggest job that I'm working on at the moment. They break ground in August, so I'm working on all the little fiddly bits right now. I'm also working on a fully functional war shield for a client. I have a few sculptures, scrap steel sculptures, the Predator. From, you know, sci-fi films.
Nice.
That is one of them. Some knives and a couple swords are waiting in the wind for me to be able to work on them. But yeah, I always have many, many things going on. I'm a cook, you know, at heart. So the best part about being a cook is getting dinner finished all at the same time. So that's how my projects go. I work on them each little by little as I can. And, you know, then I drop everything all at once and pick up a new load and get going.
Nice. I like that. So you were on Forged in Fire.
I was.
On the History Channel.
Mm-hmm.
A while ago. How has that contributed to your business?
I was on History Channel's Forged in Fire, Season 8, Episode 22. It's called Fire and Water. It's the first ever required water quench. And as you can expect, it was disastrous for many of us. And it has contributed, you know, quite a lot since I was on that show. I have people from out of state messaging me all the time to order knives, to talk shop, to figure out why what they're doing isn't working. I'm a teacher, so that's what I do. I can't help but try and help other artists become better. So I'm really thankful to have that experience and that opportunity because it's given me a platform that allows me to reach out further than I normally could and help even more people.
I love that. And you teach at Cookeville High School, correct?
I just finished up my second year at Cookeville High School. I left in order to open my shop full time. So while I am sad that I don't get to see all those bright smiling faces in the morning, It's not so bad because I'll still have some of those repeat students come to my shop for classes and I'll be able to teach more people.
Sounds like that's something you're really passionate about, which
yeah.
is awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Speaking of helping other artists, who are some of your favorite artists, local or non-local?
Man, I have so many. In the Northeast, we've got Ellen Durkin. She specializes in female empowerment and wearable metal art. There is Peter Brasspennings in Michigan, and he focuses on this certain technique of forging. It's hard to describe. When you look at it, it's almost as like space unfolds in some of his works of art. It's otherworldly is the best word. As far as local artists, we've got John Taylor up in Jamestown. He's a blacksmith also and does traditional joinery the old way. No welds at all, traditional welds in his pieces. the blacksmithing community is really rather large in our state, and I am constantly inspired by so many artists.
That's interesting because, honestly, that's one of those things you don't really think about. And I think it's with blacksmithing, with a lot of the different craft, you kind of get used to it being there. And then you realize, like, you go to Art Prowl or you go to some of the different markets and shows around town and you realize, oh no, this is like such a huge thing and all these people are doing really cool things. But when it's something that can also be very functional, you don't necessarily think of it as art. Do you find that with people like kind of seeing you more as a craftsman and not necessarily an artist?
Yes and no. There's right brain and left brain people. So, you know, each of those different types of person will see something different in the piece that you create. Even if there's a functional quality to a piece, it's still art. That kitchen knife that you're using sometimes for hours each day is a work of art, just as much as the centerpiece sculpture in your living room.
We'll be right back on the scene with more with Jimmy Riley. You're back on the scene, and I'm talking to the angry ironsmith, Jimmy Riley. Jimmy, you were telling me about a workshop you've got coming up. Can you fill in our listeners about it?
Yeah, so I'm opening my own personal makerspace and workshop, 20 West Bachman Way, right there in Sparta on the square. And I am also starting a hammer therapy course, is what I call it. And for now, it is directed towards veterans who are suffering from PTSD and other disorders, as well as vets that need physical therapy of sorts. Blacksmithing is an incredibly therapeutic action. You know, like I was saying earlier, we can turn our brains off and let our bodies move. And at the end, when we come to, we have this peace that we've created. And in so doing, it allows us to focus those emotions into a physical act. So my theory behind it is you're actually imbuing that item that you create with those negative emotions. And because it's no longer being carried by you, you can put that piece away, and that item will then hold that those negative feelings.
I think that's incredible, and I think that is probably very accurate because whenever you can get your feelings out, whatever they are, and have something to focus them in on, I do think that gives you kind of a release that you might not get from just going to standard therapy or journaling or something like that. So I think that's really interesting. And I like that you're focusing it on veterans and PTSD. I think that's going to be a really cool experience for a lot of people.
I certainly hope so. I'm all about giving back to my community and helping people as much as I can while also tying in my blacksmithing skills and my artistic skills in some way. So I'm really looking forward to this. We've been doing it with the local branch, AmVets, here in Cookeville, Tennessee. And it's been going pretty well. And I've been doing it with friends throughout the years and changing certain things and trying to find a curriculum, if you will, that helps people.
That's awesome. This community has really embraced artists and crafts and really all kinds of creative outlets. How do you feel about like the Upper Cumberland, Cookeville? How has it influenced you or helped you?
Not just the artistic community, but the community itself in the Upper Cumberland, specifically here in Putnam and White County, has been a tremendous help. Not only do we have TTU and the Craft Center, which people come from all over the country to attend and to use, but we also have people who appreciate, and that's why we are able to have the Art Prowl and the Art and Ale Trail in Sparta, is because our community can appreciate the effort and the creativity that it takes to make these items.
Absolutely true. And it's not just those events. We've got Art Round is starting up the first Fridays again, so those will be going all summer. We have so many different makers markets. We've got Made Here Market that goes every year. There's the Off the Beaten Path Trail through Smithville, which goes to some of the studios. So there's just a lot of opportunity here, and people really seem to embrace it.
Absolutely. It's a very art-centered community, and I love it. I love being part of it.
So you've got the workshop, the makerspace opening soon. What else do you have coming down the line? Any shows, any exciting things coming up?
The most exciting thing is getting the shop open. You know, I'll be there most of the time. So the sooner it gets open, the more things I get to make.
Any indication on when that might end up happening?
Late summer or early fall.
Perfect. We'll keep an eye out for it. And in the meantime, if people want to reach out to you, how can they do that?
They can reach out to me via Facebook or Instagram. You can search The Angry Ironsmith on Google as well, and it'll bring up all sorts of stuff.
Awesome. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.